Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. I am in Big Bear right now, relaxing, and I don't ever want to leave.
Ugh, well, you look refreshed.
Well, you know, I came here to relax and ended up in the urgent care yesterday.
For what?
Take a guess.
UTI?
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep. So I ended up, thank God, it was very Big Bear Lake urgent care was nice, clean. Everybody was sweet. There was nobody in there. I got in and out and she's like, yeah, this is a bad one. So
yeah, well, we've both had our situations in that lower area. This is just for me to share to you guys who also may have thought that you were going through menopause, because that's what I thought was happening to me. Because of my numbers and like constantly, not to share too much, but like constantly spotting, I really thought it was the end. I went to the doctor before I left for the horse show.
Yeah.
And they said all of this like excess bleeding is not, I got all my numbers run, everything. They said it was not because of my hormones. They're like, no, I mean, if you wanted to have a baby tomorrow, you could. And I was like, no, code red, no,
no,
no.
Well, that makes me more concerned.
Yeah. Well, they said this is a side effect of the copper IUD.
Oh my God. Get that thing out. Have an ablation done. Have your tubes tied. I'm telling you right now, I had an IUD for years and I was younger. This is, geez, I don't know, after Sydney maybe. And within time, I started getting tremors in my pinky. I just started shaking. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I removed it and I was fine.
Yeah.
I don't like those things.
Well, they took mine out on whatever it was, Wednesday afternoon, and everything has stopped. But now I have to figure out what I'm going to do for next steps. They said they could add, I guess, even though I've had skin cancer, there's like concerns, like I can't take a birth control.
Okay, pill. Let me give you some advice. Go in, get knocked out, have an ablation, and have your tubes tied.
Well, they said the ablation isn't actually birth control. It will.
It's. I know. I know. But it'll stop your period. Do you really want a period?
No, but I don't know that I want to go in and get my tubes tied. That's like mage.
No, it's not. It's so. I did it. I have my tube tied and my ablation done at the same time. I was 48 years old. I literally would stand in the shower and just gushing with blood. I'm like, I can't live like this. I can't leave the house. And that's all a part of, you know, being premenopausal or menopausal, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, you're at that age. It's happening, girl. If the bleeding doesn't stop, where it's super heavy. I would highly recommend anybody that's going through premenopausal shit to have that done. It was the best thing I ever had done. You still ovulate, all that stuff, but you just don't have a period.
Well,
it's amazing.
I'm deciding what to do next, but this was just kind of a PSA. Yeah. If you're on the copper IUD and you're having all of these issues, it's not just you. This is something that happens. And if you want to get a different type of IUD that has hormones, it is allowed even if you've had cancer, because it's just solely that area.
Yeah.
Versus like a full hormone.
Wait, I have a question for our listeners. Anybody that's going through the same thing I'm going through, I'm having repeated UTIs. Repeated. And my doctor said, oh, that's part of menopause. I think it's low estrogen. I think. Like, I'm ready to go to a urologist now.
Are you peeing after sex?
Well, I try to.
Well, if you're just trying to and you're not actually doing it, I get a UTI every time I don't pee after sex.
Okay. So that's what happened to me the other day. Yeah. So
you have to pee.
I tried. Listen, what are you doing? I go, I'm trying to pee so I don't get a UTI.
I know. You just have to force it out. Put the water faucet on. But speaking of some kind of wild things that happened over the last couple of days, this headline has really been a doozy of a sitch that, according to a Reddit post at Vicky and Shannon's most recent live show, Shannon said Tamra was the worst part of filming this season, and Vicky had the crowd chanting Tamra. Then Tam, of course, in the way.
Well, it's pretty sad. Like, we did our own live show. I didn't go after them.
Yeah.
I did not go after them one bit. It's just childish, you know, and I did slap back because this season filming.
Yeah.
Vicky said to me, she trying to get me to come back to Tres Amigas. She told me there's no show without you and was asking me, please come back. And, because I did not come back, she's going to go and have people chant Tamra.
Well, there's also a video going around where Vicky says Shannon just had a little accident and only hit a wall.
Well, okay. And I did comment on that as well.
Okay. Let's talk about your two comments. Your first comment was when Vicky told me there was no show without you and begged me to come back, she meant it because it sounds like all they did was talk about
me. I mean, it was just nasty. It's low class. I don't know what her problem was. I was texting with her a couple of weeks ago when Lori's son died. She responded like she didn't act. It's bizarre. It's bizarre behavior. The only thing I can think of is that me and Shannon are not in a good place. And so she's going to step on Shannon's side, I guess.
People are saying they're exaggerating her DUI.
I mean, how can you exaggerate a DUI? How can you do that?
It's
you were three times the legal limit. There's video of you recklessly driving, swerving because there's a pedestrian on the right-hand side. Had her dog could have died, ran into a house at high speed.
And she fled the scene. That's the biggest thing.
Well, here's the thing. I saw the picture of her after the accident.
Well, then you wrote, Shannon didn't even want Vicky to film last season, season 17. I was the one who rallied for Vicky to come back and film because I thought the show needed her.
Yeah. So I was rallying. I was even talking with Alex Baskin about bringing her back and doing the Lord's work, trying to get her in. And Shannon's like, why would you want to bring her back? It's your first season back. Why would you want to do that? Don't you want to take all the credit?
Oh, you mean last season? Not last season.
It was last season.
Yeah.
You know, Shannon doesn't speak to people once they're gone. She stopped talking to Taylor. She doesn't talk to Taylor anymore. She didn't talk to me and Vicky.
And was Taylor her best friend last year?
Well, let's just put it this way. Taylor was helping her move last season. She was over there packing her boxes up and helping her move. And then shortly after that, she found out she wasn't coming back. And guess what? She stopped talking to her.
Well, I want to tell you something, Tam, and I don't want you to be offended. I love you so much, but if you ever ask me to come over and help you pack boxes and move, I'm not doing it.
No, I wouldn't ask you to do that. I would hire somebody to do that.
Unless you were in a desperate situation, like I'm not interested in putting your shit in rubber containers from the container store and helping you move. Like there are professionals for that. And I'm not one of them. So in case we ever get to that point, I'm never going to ask you to help me move and you don't have to ever ask me.
But our friend at the Pink Pock Box on Instagram posted a clip of Vicky and Shannon at their show. If you guys want to see actually what happened, where Vicky said it was just a single car accident. She went into a little wall and that people want to exaggerate it. And then there's Shannon going, oh, thank you, Vicky. Oh, like doing her dirty work.
I do think that this is kind of a low blow, especially once I know some of the conversations we've all had together. And
yeah. Well, what did I say months ago? There's a reason why I stepped away. I saw the continuing drinking. So I was not going to be that friend that's going to enable you. Teddy, if you have a problem and it's hurting other people and yourself, I'm going to be honest with you and I'm going to tell you how I feel and, you know, try to help you. But if you don't want that help, but you have another friend that's like, oh no, Teddy, keep doing it. It's good. It's no big deal. I'm not an enabler.
Listen, and I'm not going to pretend that me or Tamara have never been drunk or out of control or had bad behavior, because that would be a bold-faced lie. But what I can say is neither of us have ever gotten into our car, driven, and done anything to hurt anyone else. If we're hurting somebody, it's ourselves or our reputations on television.
Yeah. Well, guess what, Teddy?
What?
I'm not drinking anymore.
Let's not make these kind of, like, then we're going to be at, like, I don't know, BravoCon a year from now, and you're going to have to skip the alcohol.
I'm not saying forever. I'm not saying forever.
I don't believe it.
I'm just saying right now, I choose not to drink.
Right. But come to some special event and you're not driving and whatever, you're probably going to have a drink.
Well, I'm not an alcoholic. Right. I'm not an alcoholic, but I'm just saying, I'm just on a...
You don't need to drink to live.
No, but what has happened is because I don't drink that often, when I do drink, it's hitting me really weirdly. But I'm just choosing right now to just...
Let it lie.
Let it lie. So I'm not saying forever or whatever, but right now, for some reason, it's just not doing me any favors.
Yeah, you don't need to do it right now. Yeah. And you're taking a step away. Well,
but I'm smart enough to know if I'm drinking and I'm not liking the way I act, I'm going to not drink.
Yeah, you're going to take a little break. Well, then this fan account on Twitter, Melissa's Old Nose, accuses Jen Aiden of being a puppet master. Real Housewives account RHONJTTB has all the shots here, since we're both blocked on Twitter, so we can't actually see it. But thank you for the people who have boots on the ground letting us know. The account, which is run by Gabriella, allegedly tweeted, when they said we were bots programmed by Teresa and Jen Aiden, they were right. We were directed like puppets and the dream team were our masters. We were told what to say, how to say it, and we were doing it for the right reasons. Well, guess who's cutting the strings? Do your own damn dirty work. Then she proceeds to show multiple direct messages from Jennifer detailing her fight with Danielle during the upcoming season, how much Bravo gave for glam at BravoCon, as well as Jennifer offering to buy her.
Not offering. She bought it. Okay. $1,999.
Yeepers. That's expensive.
Yeah.
And then on one recording, however, Gabrielle doxes Jennifer by showing her phone number. That you can't do, guys. No. Just so you know, you can't dox.
I've done that on accident before.
People have done that to me before.
Yeah. I felt horrible.
But the most damaging receipt was a screenshot of an email from Jennifer to Gabriella forwarding her screeners of upcoming episodes.
Yeah. And there was some DMs that were exposed, and Jen Aiden was saying to this Gabriella, I don't need to send anybody after you. You do that all on your own. I'm not afraid of anyone, especially you. I loved you. You burned such a bridge. Just you wait, you pig. I spit on you. Yeah, it's messy. It's really messy. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Well, then Queens of Bravo Instagram posted regarding Dubai. Chanel is saying, oh, wow, I didn't know I was blocked, because it says Chanel Ayan and Lisa Milan have unfollowed each other on Instagram. That's a TAM move. I love.
You love unfollow?
I love when you do that. So that's that. Then we get into Salt Lake, which
Do you never block anybody or unfollow them?
No.
No. You're just going to let them see your success.
I'm just going to, if they need to block me, if nobody bothers me that badly that I need to block them.
Lisa Vanderpump?
Never. No.
Camille?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't play that game.
Oh,
Denise blocked me, but I didn't block her.
I mute people a lot. If they're bugging me, like there's people, like sometimes people bug me and I'm like, you're muted.
Yeah. But I don't do that. I don't really care. I don't watch their life. It doesn't matter to me. It is what it is. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing they bother me enough to block them.
There you go.
Well, they unfollow.
Okay. I mean, somebody really has to piss me off for me to block them.
Block is like, you can't even spy on me. But this next one is regarding Salt Lake, which is interesting because I was with Angie from Salt Lake all weekend.
Oh, you were? Show.
Yes, she had on goggles. She was really fun. Her daughter's like getting, you know, super into the sport. So we were together in Temecula. She had just gotten back from her cast trip, like their finale cast trip. And she was like, I have never been more exhausted. Like, I cannot even tell you. She was like, I am tired. And I was like,
well, I know how she feels. They only went to Mexico. We went international. It took me a week to feel like a normal human being again. And it was rough. Ours was rough. Probably the roughest trip I've ever taken.
Well, Whitney Rose is allegedly close to ending it all with husband Justin as filming comes to completion for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season 5. This is according to the Housewife Zone. I mean,
how do they know this shit?
Well, it's saying allegedly a close source to production claims that the couple are on the ropes and ready to end it all. Meredith allegedly found out through a friend that Whitney is preparing to file for divorce behind his back and brought it up during filming. Whitney
he was going to pull a Todd.
No, she.
I mean, she's going to pull a Todd.
She wanted to pull a Todd. And then Whitney has played coy on camera, but is looking at her options right now. She is furious that Meredith brought this up on camera.
It's on camera.
Yes, allegedly. God.
Well, people are losing their shit when the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City cast trip. Picture of Heather Gay looking extremely thin. And I think she looks great.
I did ask Angie. I was like, this picture, like it's giving like Ozempic face, all the things. Like, is that what you're saying? And she goes, actually, no, like Heather looks beautiful. Like she is happy. She looks great. She's taking care of herself.
Good. I thought she looked good.
The other tea that I got was that Mary made this season.
Yes, I heard that. We also see Mary sitting on the plane with a mask on all by herself.
Well, I heard that she's contributing this entire season. She's doing all the activities. She's doing all the things. So
I know there's been some stories about her that are not so great.
I know. But we do not know if she is full time or a friend. To be honest, I didn't even ask because I didn't want to put Angie in that situation. But she said she was definitely good for the show. We also saw that Monica shared on Instagram that she lost her baby.
Yes.
Which is really heartbreaking for anybody that has gone through a miscarriage. I know how sad it is. And I also know like those moments where you want to share everything right from the beginning, but sometimes it's best to just share things with a small group of people so you don't have to make those large announcements before you have a heartbeat and whatnot. So I'm sending love to Monica. I'm really sorry. It's heartbreaking regardless of any circumstance.
I feel like she announced her pregnancy quite a while ago, didn't she?
It was pretty early.
Big hugs to you, Monica.
It's very hard. This next one is Tamar Braxton says all the money ain't good money. As she reveals, she's had conversations to join the Real Housewives of Atlanta. On this Jasmine Brand article, Tamar Braxton was a guest on Carlos King's show in Atlanta. Bravo producers tried to get Tamar to join Real Housewives of Atlanta, an offer she ultimately turned down. Tamar said, the truth is, there's just no way I'm going to sit for makeup, get a wig put on, get my makeup beat to argue with a bunch of bitches for nothing. I can't do it. But she would be really good.
She would be awesome on it. But, you know, you got to pay your dues on Housewives. You got to work your way up to that big salary.
But then she revealed that this time around, she will be a friend of the series instead of a full-time participant. So is she confirming she's a friend of, or is she just saying, I would maybe consider being a friend of?
I don't know. When I read that at first, I thought maybe she was on another show.
It confused me. It confused me, Tam.
It's very confusing. So that maybe she's going to be a friend of this season.
Well, we did see that.
I believe she is on another show, I believe, with her sister. So maybe that's what she's referring to. I don't know. I don't understand it.
She could just say, like, I'm going to remain friends with the women on Atlanta. And then we see where we go. But Phaedra Parkson said how I maintained friendships with both Andy Cohen and Brandi Glanville after the Real Housewives Girls Trip drama. This is on page 6. Phaedra Parks isn't letting Andy Cohen and Brandi Glanville's strife get in the way of her friendships with them. I wish people would have stuck up for me like I'm sticking up for Brandi. A lot of times people are so afraid to say what they know is true, like the women on my show and what happened to me, and they knew the truth. Glanville, who also attended the event, told page 6 she was grateful to Parks for offering her a shoulder to lean on throughout the ordeal. I was saying to Phaedra, listen, we don't have to take pictures together. We don't have to do anything. She's like, you're my friend.
Well, I mean, Phaedra would know firsthand because she was on the show with her and filmed with her during this alleged, whatever you want to call it, with Caroline. So she knows more than the rest of us, for sure.
It appears that all of the girls that were on that season are Team Brandi, besides Carolyn Manso, clearly.
Wait, so let me get this straight. She let Phaedra know that she doesn't have to take pictures with her, but
she got yelled at me for.
She was mad at you for saying no. Allegedly saying no.
I just don't like to be caught. I'm already in enough shit myself. I don't need to like be brought into. There's only so many times you can be canceled, and I can't be canceled for everybody else's shit. I got my own shit I'm dealing with.
Got to take care of yourself.
I got to put myself first in that.
Just like what Porsche's ex-husband Simon is doing on Instagram. He has posted, I've increased the cash reward for any credible receipts of my cheating on any spouse from 6/14/2019 through 2/22/24. Reward has been changed from $50,000 to $100,000. Challenge others to do the same. So evidently he was accused of cheating and he's speaking out.
Here's the thing. Like I'm getting busy now. I've got work to do. Like I'm not afraid to try to earn $100,000. Simon, don't tempt me at the challenge.
Don't tempt Teddy to go down that rabbit hole because trust me, she'll come up with something.
Listen, I'm not going to Photoshop a lie, but I'm willing to zip myself right over to Atlanta. Maybe I'm going to have a little conversation with Sheree. I got stuff I need to do because $100,000 is nothing to sneeze about.
Well, maybe Sheree is seeing Simon now, because in case you haven't noticed, the next little picture we have up here is Sheree with Simon on an Instagram post. And as soon as Sheree posted that cryptic message about she gets her way, she was seen with Simon. Sheree, you're being messy, girl.
Sheree, what's the appeal?
What's going on? We need to know. Are you just friends? Something going on? Is this for the Porsche drama?
I don't know. Maybe she just wants to make sure she's getting that.
Make sure she comes. Make sure she comes in there with a bang.
This is like Alexis and John 2.0. But he writes in any questions, and then Nikki 0922 writes, Mighty God, any help with PhD tuitions, please, sir. This should be handled private. And then the best comment is, he's talking about both exes. I love that now we're opening this to both. Like, this is, guys, if you need money, if you need $100,000, this, we provide business opportunities here at Twats.
Yes.
Go make your money, figure it out. Investigate, which also makes me really wonder, like, wouldn't you rather just live in peace than like have somebody why is it called a reward if he gets caught cheating?
Well,
like, shouldn't it be a reward if you can prove that I didn't cheat?
Well, I guess you could throw it either way, but he's saying show the receipt, you have it, bring it. Kenya Moore posted on Instagram a picture that says talent. And underneath it, it said traders, what leads me to believe that she might be asked to do traders. Now, Teresa also posted from the same room Kenya did. And I think she labeled it something like New York. She's in New York doing something. So I know when I did traders, we did not do any kind of photo shoots or any press.
Yeah, isn't there a gag order?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're doing it differently this year. I haven't really heard anything from the inside that they are definitely going to be on Traders, but
I heard it's going to be Heather Gay, Dorinda, and Teresa. But then I'm confused about Kenya.
Well, I couldn't imagine Kenya being able to film.
Kenya. So like it's all of them.
Yeah, but I don't think Kenya can, because I feel like they start filming pretty soon and Traders starts filming as well. So I don't know how that would work.
Well,
I heard she's no longer doing it because of that. So
I'm pissed because I wanted my name to be on a little sign there to not post. But I would have, so you know, Traders, I would have held my gag order. I wouldn't have not mentioned anything or needed to post from my dressing room.
Yeah, I would have waited. Anything. I don't know what the dressing room is for unless they're doing stuff prior. But Love Cindy C posted a clip on Twitter of Phaedra Parks telling Bryce Sanders from ET that a lot of housewives will be on the next season and they will make it nice. She said she couldn't say, but I think she said without saying, I have not talked to Dorinda. And even if she confirmed with me, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, I know. Me either.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Okay, so next headline is Karen seemingly confirms that Kiana will be returning to Real Housewives of Potomac season 9. On the Queens of Bravo Instagram post here, it says exclusive Kiana Stewart snags last minute Real Housewives of Potomac season 9 contract. What are your thoughts on the fact that we barely heard Kiana speak, but she's being picked up allegedly over NECA?
I am actually confused why NECA's not back, period. This has nothing to do with Kiana. I thought Kiana did a great job at the reunion. I wanted to see more of her. I feel like she was really outspoken and I really liked her. I'm just really pissed off that NECA is not back, period. End of story, exclamation mark.
Well, we also saw that Stacey Rusch, I'm guessing it's R-U-S-C-H, is allegedly joining Real Housewives of Potomac season 9 as a full-time housewife.
Yes. Now, have we seen her? Have we seen her before on the show, or is this like she's not a friend of anybody?
Well, it says Stacey may be well known to some Potomac viewers already as the longtime host of her own dedicated hour on QVC. Stacey has appeared as a reporter and host of Fox's 5 Morning News, Good Day DC, and as an anchor to the reporter on ABC 7 Good Morning Washington. Stacey is known as a bit of a DC socialite. One of the foundations she's involved in is where she met current housewife Karen Huger, who will reportedly be introducing her to the rest of the group.
There you go.
Well, I'm sorry. If this isn't to get at Wendy, I don't know what is.
Well, I think this is great. I think that she has a career where she speaks up and speaks her mind. So I feel like she's going to be a very vocal housewife. And that's how I like my housewives.
That's how I like my housewives.
And she's going to do her research. Because you know what? To be a good housewife, you got to know what you're going into.
She's a reporter. She knows all the things. In this picture here, it looks like she has one daughter. Who knows? It could just be the picture clip that they chose. But
she's beautiful, beautiful family.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. This next one just came up as we were on the pod. Tam, why don't you go ahead and take it?
All right. Well, here we have it, guys, from the Daily Mail. Dorit Kemsley will be downgraded to a friend on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills if she does not admit PK moved out and is staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Now, there's a whole story that you can go and read. I'm not going to read it all to you. So I don't know if this is accurate. Like, is she actually downgraded? Or is it just one of those stories like Kyle is not going to be asked back unless she talks about Morgan? So we don't know exactly what's going on here, but the Daily Mail is just basically saying if she doesn't talk about PK moved out, she will not be full time. They're saying they want him to come clean about the relationship. She wants to keep her status on The Housewives for season 14. They said they learned exclusively. Bravo has apparently gotten heavy with the fashion designer. She's still a fashion designer this month because they are fed up with her stalling about her relationship. So
they're saying that she will be cut down to only 3 episodes next season and be labeled a friend of and not full time. So
they tried to do that to me.
But then you left.
I said, no, thank you.
So I don't know what's actually.
Yeah, I don't know what is actually true. It sounds like maybe she's still negotiating her contract. Maybe she could potentially have been demoted or something like that.
My guess was this was probably a starting point.
But don't you think Dorit's the type, you know her better, but if she's having problems with the marriage, would she not just say it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. And I don't think, if we take it back to 2 Bravo cons ago, as much as we want to believe that Erica was just speaking off the cuff.
Oh, I forgot about that. Are you saying where there's, what's it called? Fuel, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I said fuel.
Would you say when there's fuel,
there's fire? No. Where there's smoke, there's fire? Is that what you're saying?
That's my guess. I mean, I think we saw some really awkward points of their marriage last season, like the pretty woman part.
Yeah.
He was gone all the time. But I do know that you can come in a situation where you are offered a certain amount of episodes. And if you come in and you really hammer down and you show everything, then you could immediately be picked back up as a housewife. They're just saying
they're testing you. They're saying, listen, you didn't do a great job last year. We need to see more of you.
We need to see more of you. But where my question is, and this isn't me dogging out Dorit, because at this point, I don't have a dog in this fight, but do you think, who are Dorit's friendships at this point? Like, how does she even remain in this group?
Wait, remind me how the season ended. Who was she friends with?
Well, remember she at BravoCon, she didn't even pick between, when picked between Kim, Kyle, and Kathy, who she was closest to, she wouldn't actually even say.
Well, she's not close to Kyle. We know that, right?
But at that point they were supposedly, and then there was all this back and forth, and then at the reunion she released the text messages, and so
that's right. Is she close with Sutton and Garcelle?
No.
Okay.
I'm seeing Erica on Wednesday. But I have not. I am on a group chat that doesn't involve Dorit at this point.
Oh, so she's been.
So I don't know any updates on her. It's not that I despise Dorit or any of those things, but I think what ultimately happened is.
It sounds like you're not too happy with her.
No, but I think at some point you show your cards. Like, what's a bigger priority to you, a television show or the friendships that you have?
Well, that's the problem when you start developing really strong friendships with some of the girls on your cast. You know, sometimes you let things slide. And I did that with Shannon for years and years and years. And you know, you should say something because that's what you're paid for, but you're afraid to.
Yeah. But I think
you protect certain people.
And do I understand, you know, let's say Dorit is having marital issues, and let's say that PK, whatever it is that they're saying, that he lives at the Beverly Hills Hotel or whatever it may be. Do I think that she wants to share that with her kids watching the show? Most likely not. I mean, who would want to?
I'm pretty sure her kids would know if daddy's not sleeping at home.
Right. But my point is, if you're not willing to share, then it puts you in an uncomfortable situation when you're coming for somebody else's marriage.
Oh, for sure.
Like, how
if
can
you're
you
coming
be the-
for somebody else's marriage, you better be sure your shit is strong at home.
Yeah. Or you better be sure that your shit isn't strong at home, but that you're being very vocal about how it isn't.
Yeah.
Strong.
I mean, don't be a hypocrite. You know what else I saw on the gram? That Sonia Morgan is saying farewell to her beloved New York City townhouse, see inside as she prepares to auction it off. Now, I have my real estate license, but I don't really, you know.
I was going to ask really you, what does auction it off mean?
So I'm still a little bit confused because I did watch Buy in Beverly Hills and they auctioned off Paul Nassif's house. Now, Mauricio said that the original offer was something like, I don't
17
know.
17 million or
17.
Something.
It was like 18 million. And then when they declined it and then they did an auction and he got 17.8. So I'm like, I don't understand that. So there's a concierge auction. We'll sell the Upper East Side 5-story home online. So basically it goes up and I guess without being seen and people get on there and they bid and then, you know, they sell it.
But the bids are expected to range between 1.75 million and 3.75 million. So I guess the starting bid is 1.75 million. And, you know, ideally it's worth up to 3.75 is my guess. And yeah, whatever it is that they pick.
I don't completely understand this, why they do this rather than just putting it on the market and letting people, you know.
Because I don't think people are buying it. So they want it. Sometimes when it's like people that buy shit on, what is it? Like, not Etsy. What is that thing?
eBay. Yeah.
When you buy things on eBay and then all of a sudden, like, you put a low bid and then somebody bids above you. It's like gambling. Like, you can get addicted to wanting.
That's what Eddie said. Cause I talked to him about it. Cause I mean, this is something, I mean, we didn't do that way back in when I was doing real estate, but I said, why do they do that? I don't understand. What's the benefit? Is it just because you don't want people in your house? Maybe.
So no, I think you need to sell it.
The gambling part of it
is 1.75 million. If you start there,
that's a big gap between when you're selling your house and you're like, oh, I list it for 1.7, you know, or I list it for 3.7, but I got 1.7. I'm going to take it. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think they're not getting any offers. So they're doing everything they can to just get rid of it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if it's the case where you're not getting offers. So you're going to put it on the auction or you put it on an auction because this is just a new way of selling houses. And it gets those gamblers out there that want to outbid people and you don't want people walking through your house. I don't know. I don't understand it completely. I'll have to look
into
it.
But we're 11 years into this journey. So just sell the house. Like,
has a house been for sale for 11 years?
Yeah. After 11 years on and off the market.
Oh, on and off.
That's a long time. Like, we're kind of trying to decide if we want to sell our house in Orange County. Uh-huh. I've seen Joe all over the world wide web talking about her potential move to Orange County, but we're trying to decide, do we want to keep it? Do we want to sell it? Do we want to buy something else? And like, there's like moments where I'm like, no, I don't. I love Orange County. And then there are moments where I'm like, yeah, maybe we should sell it. It's a pain in the ass to rent something out on weekends and then deal with people aftermath. So it's like, we all go through moments. Yeah.
But you also rent it, right? You Airbnb it too. So,
but we also
have
multiple homes, so it's different.
Yeah.
Did you see this next one? Kyle Richards' daughter's home burglarized in broad daylight. I love that TMZ, just write Farrah. Like, we know who you're talking about. So yeah. Farrah's LA home got burglarized last Tuesday afternoon with the crime happening around 1 p.m. Farrah wasn't home when it happened. Sources say the burglars forced open a door on the property and made an entry into the home. They also cut off Farrah's Wi-Fi completely. I was with Kyle at lunch when this happened.
Oh my God, you were.
Yeah. And it was so heartbreaking, scary. And for those of y'all who want to come at me next, we did not do her security.
Let me ask you a question. You might know this, you might not know this, but is that effective if they go in and cut their Wi-Fi?
Well,
how do you cut somebody's Wi-Fi?
Well, what's happening in Los Angeles across like all of Los Angeles, like we've done our research. Clearly my husband owns a security company. We know what's going on, but what people are doing right now is they're entering your front area dressed as almost like an Amazon person or a water delivery guy,
yeah,
whatever, during broad daylight. They're ringing your doorbell. They're making sure that you're not home. And then they're opening whatever gate or situation that has you blocked off. And then people are coming behind the house, cracking a window and breaking in and stealing stuff within minutes.
Well, let me just say, even if you have security system at your house, there's still like 5 minutes at least that they can get in, steal things, get out, even if you have security.
But this is the point. These people that are doing this right now, they are professionals.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Okay, so we are back, and this next one, I've noticed I do a podcast with Emily Simpson as well, and we never, like, you know how me and you small talk at the beginning of episodes?
Uh-huh.
I don't ever do that with Emily. We just, like, go right into the Valley. We go right into Vanderpump Rules.
Well, by the way, I just started watching the Valley.
Are you hooked?
I love it. And by the way, I hate to say this, I like Jax.
Oh my gosh, Tam, I know you're not drinking right now, but could you pick it up just for one night so we can go to a Jack screening? Because, you know, my assistant runs Jack's bars, social media. Can we just go one night?
Okay, one night. I'll give it to
one
you.
Night. One just night. Just like two champs.
Okay, like, so he has his own restaurant now or bar?
Yeah, so there's this
Is it open?
Called, yeah, so there's oh, this open. Place called Rocco's. And Sherman Oaks, there's also one in West Hollywood, but there's one in Sherman Oaks, and right next to it there's like a bougier version of Rocco's, and it's called Jax's, which is like a white labeled version of Jack. So yeah. For those of y'all who don't know what white labeling means, it means like you don't really own it, but like you get a stake in it if you put your name on it.
Well, so, that's not white labeling. White labeling is when you take a product that already exists and you slap your name on it.
Right. Well, that this product already exists. It was a different bar called Rocco's. And now the sidebar is called Jax's.
Okay. So he came in. He even said on the show, The Valley, he put no money out. He's got three partners. He's the face of it. He obviously has a percentage of it.
Right. So he white labeled Jax's essentially. But every single night that they have a premiere at The Valley, they do a party there. And I just, you know, I feel lame going alone. Like,
okay, I'll go with you. Now that I'm not filming, I have all the time in the world. In fact, I have to go to LA three times next week.
Great. So maybe make one of those nights Tuesday night.
That's probably the one night I'm not there. I'm there Monday for a little get together with the cast. I am there Wednesday to do, I think, a traders event. And then Thursday, or maybe this is backwards. And then I'm doing global entry. I'm doing my interview for global entry.
Oh, I need to do that too, because everyone always leaves me behind when they have global.
Okay. By the way, guys, it's really easy. It's $100. I mean, I know,
but you have to
yet.
Go to LAX. It's such a pain, but I was the only one. I don't think it's actually have it.
I don't think it's actually at LAX. I think it's around there. Was it? I'm not sure. Yeah. So me and Eddie both have an appointment, but, and the reason why I did it is because when we did our international trip, some of the girls had it and they're like, you of all people don't have it. You travel a lot. I go, I know. It's just driving to LA.
I have so many excuses
not to drive to LA.
Well, anywho, Emily Simpson says Shannon Bedore is difficult to be friends with. This is a Monsters and Critics article during an interview with producer Alex Baskin. Emily confessed that it's hard to be friends with Shannon. I don't really know where we stand, said Emily. I would say I always have the desire to be friends and to make things work with her, but I think she's difficult to be friends with. Emily said she saw things in a new light after Shannon told Tamara not to invite Emily to their Tres Amigas show. Tamara called me and said, I can't invite you to the show because Shannon does not want you there and you're banned. She doesn't want you anywhere around.
Now, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, because the same thing happened to me.
Well, the only reason I felt comfortable telling Emily that is because Vicky said that you were banned from going to our show and you wanted to go. And Vicky said, no, I don't want her there. So I said, well, I like Emily to go. And they said, no, I don't want. And I'm like, oh my God.
But also the way that people put like wanting to go, like as if we're trying to clout chase, I just want to put it out there that like, if any of my friends are doing something special or exciting, I want to be there because I want to support them.
Yeah, I wanted the entire cast to go.
Yeah, like I truly, as much as I'm a f-ing asshole, I want my friends and the people in my life to succeed. And if me being there and supporting them shows them love and gives them confidence, I know I get that the same way. Like if somebody comes and supports me in something that I'm doing, I remember I did like an all-in thing and you came. Mm-hmm. It gave me so much confidence and like happiness. Like my girl Tam is here to support me and fight for me. And that gives me that like inner peace that like this is a real friend and she's willing to do whatever she has to do for me. For everybody, it's like, it's about clout chasing or it's about that. No, it's if you take television out of the equation, if you have true friends and you can have the opportunity to have them there.
Yeah, but you're not the norm, Teddy. Not all girls are like that. Vicky and Shannon are not like that at all.
I don't get it.
I have never gotten the support of doing things and the backup or have them being proud of me, you know, about all my successes. No, it was always jealousy. There is a lot of jealousy within friend groups in general, where they don't want to see somebody else succeed.
Well, this is,
I think that's happening in Vanderpump Rules with Ariana.
She's had a turnaround. For the record, it was really dicey for Ariana until this last episode. Now, all of a sudden, everybody is team Ariana. Good. The anger has gone and like everybody's just impressed by her. So she had a turnaround. We did see it for a little bit where the cast was just like on her. It could continue, but not as badly as Kim Zolciak.
Oh God.
Croy Bierman's RIP post after daughter reacts compares divorce to death. In this Page Six article, Kim wrote that she did not claim or allude to her estranged husband, Croy Bierman's death by posting a black and white photo of them captioned RIP. This comes after daughter Ariana took to her TikTok to say the post gave her a damn near heart attack, that she has secondhand embarrassment asking her followers what they would do.
Did you see the video?
I did not.
Of her daughter?
It was too late.
Oh my God. It was pretty hilarious. She's like, no, mom, what? Oh my God, stop. It was a lot.
Well, Kim followed up her statement saying, I used a picture of both of us and said, RIP. And frankly, at the end of my relationship, it was like a death of sorts. So RIP to that. The story was able to tribute many of what we've lost this past year.
Let's be honest. It's a money grab.
Anytime there's a hashtag and like one thing, you see certain people do it. And I'm going to name out a few. And this isn't shade. Kim Zolciak, Teresa, Vicky.
I'm guilty. I've done it before. Like there's these companies that come out and say, hey, if we just post stories, we'll pay you $2,500 a pop. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then afterward, I'm like, no, it's very misleading. Not for me.
And it's also on Facebook all the time, which is really not my demographic, nor do I understand it, nor do I know when they're even posting on the Facebook, which is why I always say no, because I can't control what's happening on the Facebook. I can see on my Instagram, but I don't know on Facebook. So it's for money. And
I have somebody that rents out my Facebook, so I'm guilty of that. Oh God. An anonymous tip came in to Dumois. It says Morgan Wade said she hasn't talked to Kyle in a long time. There is a clip of Morgan and Kyle, and it says anonymous, please. Morgan Wade on the streets of Bloomington, Illinois. I had zero chill and asked her where Kyle was. She said they haven't talked in a long time and she didn't know. She's so tiny. So of course I saw that. So I checked Kyle's Instagram and I noticed that most of Morgan's pictures on Kyle's page are not there anymore. So I don't know
the answer to this question. What I do know is that musicians, by whatever it may be, they want to be recognized for their artistic work. My dad will call me about once a month and he'll be like,
I get what you're saying.
Like, he's like, Teddy, like I'm on tour, I'm walking in and people are running up, asking me for selfies, asking me about you. Like, does Teddy still talk to Dorit? Do you like Erica? Like, and he's like, you know,
Well, I'm going to tell you that John Mellencamp is a little bit different than Morgan.
But my point is he has been around so long that he laughs at it. My dad has been around long enough and has enough going on in his whatever that.
No, but I get what you're saying. She doesn't want it to be overshadowed by pictures of Kyle.
Of a friendship or whatever it may be.
Well, like, I'm sure that her entire career has been turned into, are you dating Kyle?
And I think that's hard. I mean, it's the same way that when we talk about my dad and he says, you know, I don't want to be called Johnny Cougar anymore. Like, I don't. Like, I did this because of whatever, but yeah. Don't call me Johnny Cougar. But when it comes to me or my siblings at this point, he's 172 years old. He's like, you like Teddy? Good for you. You're the one. You know, like you don't have any good clapbacks at this point. But I think it is hard when you're in a business where, you know, you want to be recognized.
Well, here's the difference. Kyle put Morgan on the map. John put you on the earth.
True, but then what's he done for me since? Dad?
Oh, Dad. Dad's a good dad.
Dad, call me. Let me know what you're going to do for me soon.
He knows when he knows when you've done something wrong because I've been there when you've gotten the phone calls. Especially at BravoCon. Teddy, you are embarrassing me. What are you doing physically fighting in a lobby of a hotel? Wasn't it Dad, not even me. Didn't matter. He kept going.
Don't worry. He kept going. And he said, do I need to blame camera for this?
Yes. Did camera do that?
I'm pissed at camera. Tell camera to get her shit together with you.
And he's like, me and Edwin, we've been talking. You're embarrassing to us. Like, Dad, I didn't do it. We were just trying to have our sushi there in New York when we got the
The day I get into a physical altercation, I'm going to post it because it's never happened once since seventh grade when I took my retainer out and the girl backed up. But like, I'm ready.
Hold on to this.
Hold on to my watermelon retainer while I go try to fight Aaliyah. Make sure that you tune in. Keep listening to us because Later this week, we have our Q&A with y'all where you can ask us anything that you want. We're willing to spill all the tea, and we appreciate you guys listening to us. We love y'all so much. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.